For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The Ministry of Health and Wellness announces new rules for households of COVID-positive travelers. Radio K-Man's April Cummings has more.
Effective immediately, all household members and primary contacts of travelers who test positive for COVID-19 on their return to the Cayman Islands are now required to isolate and undergo PCR testing as part of the testing exit screening protocols. The duration of the isolation period for travelers, their households, and primary contacts is 14 days, or until they're cleared by public health. Where a traveler is found to be most likely infected with a strain other than the highly contagious Omicron variant of SARS-CoV-2, household members and primary contacts who continue to test negative on a daily certified lateral flow test will be permitted to leave isolation. These changes to the public health policy are already in effect and apply to all travelers regardless of any destination. Officials say they are in response to Omicron, which has been declared a variant of concern by the World Health Organization. Positive travelers, their household members, and primary contacts, by the way, will be required to wear wristbands. April Cummings, Radio K-Man News.
About $38 million has been budgeted for tourism marketing in the next two financial years.
Tremendous efforts is being placed on creating awareness of the fact that the Cayman Islands is open and awaiting to welcome visitors back. To this end, the Department of Tourism is ramping up its marketing of our islands to reignite the demand and encourage holidaymakers to choose the Cayman Islands as their next vacation.
During his budget debate in Parliament on Monday, Tourism Minister the Honourable Kenneth Bryan says his government is focusing more on affluent travellers rather than those looking for a, quote, good deal, claiming the rising number of tourist arrivals pre-pandemic was putting a strain on local infrastructure, overcrowding local beaches, and negatively impacting the environment.
We have a golden opportunity before we return to high volumes of tourists to reimagine tourism under a far more sustainable model. This is an opportunity that we must seize with both hands.
According to the ministry's budget statement, promotion of the Cayman Islands will occur through things such as trade shows, sales blitz events, sponsorships, and consumer shows. Advertising campaigns will be launched on various media, including print, radio, TV, web, social media, and live activations.
Were I still the premier, the management of this would have been very different.
The former premier slams the pact-led government for his handling of COVID-19 community spread. Speaking in Parliament Wednesday evening during his contribution to the budget debate, the Honourable Alden McLaughlin told MPs he could not understand why the government would choose to open the border during the highest peak of community transmission to date.
The community spread of the virus at the level it is scares local people away from events, from bars, from restaurants, from stores. And, Mr. Speaker, who in their right mind, seriously now, who in their right mind is going to travel to a country where the level of community spread of the virus is so high that you're almost guaranteed to get the virus for your vacation?
The Premier told MPs the pact-led government must put in place stronger enforcement policies with regards to COVID-19 regulations to slow the spread of the virus.
The one thing, Mr. Speaker, that I will say the government has done an excellent job on is continuing their vaccination program, which we put in place, and having achieved a level of cover that, frankly, neither I nor anyone on my side thought was possible. And that is excellent.
Other MPs who contributed to the debate on Wednesday included Joey Hugh, David White, Barbara Connolly, Isaac Rankin, the Honourable Kathleen Ebanks-Wilkes, and Heather Bodden. As of 8 a.m. Thursday, December 2nd, officials note that there has been a seventh death from COVID-related causes since the last report. Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee reports that 807 PCR tests have been conducted since 8 a.m. on Wednesday, December 1st. The Public Health Department reported 120 positive results from these tests, all community transmission. There were 14 COVID-19 patients hospitalized in the Cayman Islands as of 8 a.m. today, December 2nd. And in Faith Hospital, they confirmed there were 14 active cases in the Sister Islands, with none identified in the previous 24 hours. To date, there had been 120 total cases recorded in the Sister Islands, with 106 having recovered. Out of the total number of cases in the Sister Islands, 62 were fully vaccinated, 6 were partially vaccinated, and 52 were unvaccinated. The total active cases of COVID-19 in the Cayman Islands is now 3,867. In the lead-up to meeting in Parliament, the Cabinet held two meetings. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller takes a look at the agendas.
During the regular weekly Cabinet meeting on November 23rd, Cabinet approved several things, like the Public Recorder Amendment Bill and a waiver of import duties on building materials imported by Agape Family Worship Center for roof repairs. The green light was also given to extend the pension holiday, as previously reported, to March 31st. Some money was also shifted in the budget. The Ministry of Agriculture was given permission to reallocate an additional $350,000 from assistance to farmers from Tropical Storm Grace to the Cayman Islands Agricultural Society to help with the importation of livestock. Over in the Ministry of Education, they were granted permission to increase student enrichment and support services by $24,000, pulling funds from Education, Agriculture, and Land Services, COVID Response, and Recovery. Cabinet also gave the green light for the development and submission of an application by the government for city status for Georgetown as part of the Civic Honors Competition and the demarcation of the Historical Transport and Industry Zone as the City of Georgetown. Cabinet approved several duty waivers for items such as feminine hygiene products and certain items for infants. Then at a special meeting on Thursday the 25th, Cabinet approved bills necessary for the budget address on Friday, including the Appropriation 2022-21 Bill, and for 2022 and 23, the Plan and Estimates, the Budget Statements, the Purchase Agreements, and the Ownership Agreements. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
On behalf of the people of the Cayman Islands, of the government and the people of the Cayman Islands, I wish to extend warm congratulations and the very best wishes to the government and people of Barbados. And to the many Barbadians, or as we affectionately call them, Bajans, who have made the Cayman Islands home and contributed so much here.
Premier the Honourable Wayne Panton in the House of Parliament today on transition of Barbados to a republic and the swearing-in of Dame Sandra Mason as its first president, affirming its political maturity and aspirations as a nation.
This is an important statement and moment for all democracies around the world. Barbados, Mr. Speaker, can truly be described as a friend to all within the region, and on this higher platform of being the world's newest republic. I am confident that we will continue to see Barbados take an even more significant role in using their voice to shed light, especially for the smaller nations and territories around the world.
The Premier says Barbados has always been a leader and says the islands are grateful for the positive impact the Barbadian community has on the Cayman Islands. A report of smoke from the mechanical room at Thielen McCoy Primary School in Boden Town this morning brought fire crews to the school grounds. The incident around 10 this morning activated the school's emergency fire response procedure. The Department of Education Services says everyone is safe and the fire service has given the all clear for students to return to their classrooms. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service Air Operations Unit sends an H-145 helicopter with crew to support the Royal Turks and Caicos Police Force to handle unlawful migration. The UK Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office is funding the deployment, which is in accordance with the Memorandum of Understanding signed by the Cayman Islands and United Kingdom governments in December 2018 to support overseas territories' disaster management and security. His Excellency Governor Martin Roper.
Cayman has a long and proud record of supporting neighbouring overseas territories and countries. I am delighted that we are once again able to support TCI, who do not have the benefit of their own helicopters, to provide air support of this nature. I'm very grateful to the team who volunteered for this assignment just before Christmas, and I wish them every success in their work.
One H-145 helicopter and crew will remain in the Cayman Islands to continue the AOU's primary functions in the Cayman Islands. Wednesday was World AIDS Day, and in its honor, the Health Services Authority and Cayman Islands Red Cross have partnered to bring a week of free HIV and STI testing ending Friday, December 3rd. Deputy Director of the Cayman Islands Red Cross, Carolina Ferreira, says that though the idea of getting tested can be daunting, it is essential to do so.
And I think it's, you know, that fear that keeps people from possibly acting as soon as they should. But I think it's as important as with anything else to know sooner rather than later, because whether it is something that is treatable, like chlamydia or syphilis, or if it is something that, you know, is manageable, like HIV, you need to know sooner rather than later so that your health service professionals can ensure that, you know, you stay as healthy as possible and that, you know, there are no further complications.
To book a free appointment, please email STI and HIV Program Coordinator Laura Elniski at laura.whitefield@hsa.ky or call 244-2507 or 244-7717. Free HIV testing and counseling will be offered by appointment only. Clifton Hunter High School holds its graduation ceremony tonight, and like John Gray, the celebration has been impacted by the crowd restrictions imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic. As a result, the ceremony will be live-streamed on the Cayman Islands Government YouTube channel and on the Clifton Hunter High School Facebook page starting at 7 o'clock. And that was your 6 o'clock news for Radio Cayman. I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins.